So let us then move on to item number four, which is amendments to the approved Chua Kuo Ling, Yau Tong, Li Yuman Outline Zoning Plan number S/K15/21. And this is our paper TFK/02/2015. I would like to welcome the following representative from the Planning Department to this meeting. From the Planning Department, Mr. Tom Yip. On this particular agenda item, can I invite members to declare interest, if any? Okay. If not, once again, as a background, this is not an entirely new agenda item. Members of the Planning Department has actually briefed members on the preliminary land use proposals recommended by the Planning Review on the development of the ex-Chua Kuo Ling Gao Ling site on the 22nd of January, also 2013. So Plan D now would like to seek members' view on the amendments to the approved Chua Kuo Ling Yau Tong Li Yuman Outline Zoning Plan, OZP number S/K15/21. And part of the amendments is to implement the land use proposal for the ex-Chua Kuo Ling Gao Ling site, and the rest is to divide the CDA, the Comprehensive Development Area Zone, at Yau Tong Industrial Area into sub-zones, and to implement social welfare development at Li Yu Mun Path. So now may I invite Mr. Tom Yip to present this paper with the aid of a PowerPoint, and please try to keep it within 15 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, the OZP was exhibit for public inspection in December last year for about two months, and the exhibition period will end in February this year. The first amendment involved the subdivision of the Yau Tong industrial area. As shown on this plan, the Yau Tong industrial area has an area of about 5 hectares. Under the current OZP, under the previous OZP, the site is subject to a maximum GFA of about 185,000 meter square, with a maximum building height of 80 MPD for the waterfront portions and 100 MPD for the inland portions. And over the years, some owners in the CDA area has submitted the proposal for parcel redevelopment of the CDA site to the TPP. However, their proposal was rejected because they were not able to provide a comprehensive master layout plan to cover the whole CDA sites. So TPP considered that in order to facilitate the redevelopment of the area, there is a need to subdivide the CDA zone to a smaller area to tie in with the ownership pattern. Let's take a look at the ownership of the CDA site. Currently, about 55% of the land area in the CDA zones are private land. They comprise industrial buildings, concrete batching plants, and vehicle repair workshops and wholesale fish market. And the remaining is government land, covering temporary car park, sand depot, and road. To reflect the decision of the TPP, we propose to divide the CDA zone into five smaller subzones, namely CDA 1 to CDA 5. Based on the previous maximum GFA for the whole CDA zone, the individual CDA zones should entitle for a plot ratio of about 4.7 on the per water basis. We propose to slightly adjust the total plot ratio to 5 to tally with those adopted for the RE zone to the north and the approved total plot ratio for the CDA zone for the Yau Tong Bay area. And the maximum building height will remain unchanged. And for the CDA 5 zone, this area, it is currently occupied by two temporary car parks with a car parking space of about 170. So we propose to require the future development in these zones to provide the same amount of car parking space to address the need of the local area. Also, the after the subdivision, we will impose a requirement in the CDA subzones to provide a 15-meter wide waterfront promenade along the waterfront to connect the to connect with the open space in the Stamgatun area. Also, we will provide some suitable commercial use, like shop and eating place along the waterfront to enhance the vibrancy of the waterfront for public enjoyment. For the public access to waterfront, they can be through the existing road network, including the Songsun Street, Yanyuwai, and the Songwo Path. On the air ventilation aspect, we will impose the requirement to on the provision of three 15-meter wide MBA along the existing street grid pattern to enhance the air ventilation from the waterfront to the inland part. This requirement will be incorporated in the planning brief to be prepared for the CDA zone. Turn to the Kali Mai site. This is a larger site with an area of about 18 hectares. It comprises the Kaolin Mai site and the Charcoal Lane village. The site was previously zoned RA4 on the OZP. And the previous zoning was mainly to reflect a comprehensive public housing development involving about more than 20 housing blocks and about 6 schools. The previous proposal involved a large-scale development, which we will incur a substantial site formation work. And taking into account the public aspiration for the to avoid adverse visual impact on the waterfront and the maintaining of the natural landscape in the area, planning department conduct a planning review to review the appropriate land use for the area. To avoid the disturbance to the natural landscape, our latest proposals is to concentrate the development at the platform area which were formed by the previous mining activities. We propose to rezone this platform area to RB1 to RB4 for medium density housing development and GIC for a secondary school development. This RB zone will have a plot ratio of about 3.3 to 5, and their building height from the 90 MPD to 110 MPD. A step height profile with the building height descending from the inland part to the waterfront part will be adopted to ensure the future development will be compatible with the waterfront setting. Also, two 20-meter wide MBA will be designated to facilitate the ambientation from the waterfront to the inland part. And for the remaining area, they will be mainly be rezoned to old open space, green belt, and area so at road. For the Chagolan village, as the previous zoning for the area is no longer valid, so there is a need to conduct a separate study to assess the appropriate use and development intensity for the site. So the site is proposed to be rezoned to undetermined. For the another amendment site is at the Lei Yu Moon Path. The site was previously zoned village-type development with an area of about 0.18 hectare. As shown in this photo, the site is occupied by an abandoned kindergarten and church. To optimize the use of the site, we propose to rezone the site to GIC for a social welfare development. The development can be amalgamated with the adjoining GIC site to its north for more comprehensive development, and the site will be subject to a maximum building height of 80 MPD. Other amendments incorporated in the OSAP are mainly technical amendments to reflect the as-built conditions. In proceeding with the amendments, we have given due consideration to the harbour-firm planning principles. For the preserving Victoria Harbour, the current proposal do not involve any reclamation within the harbour, and the proposal mainly involve medium density housing development at the Kowloon mine site and the Yau Tong industrial area. From these two photo montage, we can see the future development at these two sites from the viewpoint of the Kowi Bay and the Kai Tak Airport runway part. On the left is the development at the Kowloon mine site. On the right is the development at the Yau Tong industrial area. This development are generally compatible with the building height of the surrounding development, and their height will also respect the waterfront setting and the surrounding green environment. On stakeholder engagement, on the planning study stage and the OSAP amendment stage, we have consulted different parties, including the task force and the Guntong District Council, as well as the residents of the Laguna City and the Chagoland Village. On sustainable development, the proposal will provide a mix of land use, including housing development, school, waterfront promenade, to meet the need of the social and economic need of the society, and optimize the land use resources. Based on the various technical assessment conduct, these proposals are sustainable in terms of traffic, environment, visual, and landscape aspects. On integrated planning, the planning department will prepare a planning brief to guide the future development of the CDA site to ensure coordinate development and of this CDA subzones. Also, for the Excalin mine site, a MLP was prepared to ensure that the scale, layout, and building height are compatible with the harbour fund and the nearby development. On the front of proactive harbour enhancements, we believe that the subdivision of the CDA site will expedite the phasing out of the incompatible land use currently at the waterfront. On vibrant harbour, coupled with the tourism attraction and the Lei Yu Moon area, the provision of a waterfront promenade at the Yau Tong CDA site will attract more people and the tourists to reach and enjoy the harbour area and adding greater vibrancy to the area. Also, with the completion of the waterfront promenade in the CDA site, it will be possible to realize a continuous connections of waterfront promenade from the Sam Kachim Typhoon Shelter to the Yau Tong Bay CDA, Yau Tong Bay area, and the Kai Tak. And also, the comprehensive development of the waterfront area with the provision of waterfront promenade and suitable commercial use will help enhance the waterfront environment and help create a pleasant and attractive environment for public enjoyment. So this is the end of my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments from Member Franklin? Yes?
I would like to ask a clarifying question first. Could the project proponent brief us on what are there any difference between the comments we made to items A to C? Because I remember we have reviewed those items before, maybe under different arrangement. And what are they? And also, why is it different?
Or in a sense, did all these additional or new changes took into account comments that we have made before?
Yes, actually, we have consulted the task force on the Excalibur mine site in 2013 at the planning study stage. At that time, the task force comment is the task force is generally supportive to the proposals, but they ask for a better proposal for the building height to tie in with the waterfront environment. And on the Yautong CDA, on the subdivision proposal, the planning department hasn't consulted the task force, but individual developer have submitted their proposal to the task force. In May last year, one of the developer of the CDA zone submit their proposals to this task force. And one of the most major comment on that stages is that member asked whether the CDA site should be used for hotel development rather than residential development. And on this point, I can give some explanations. Because for the Yautong industrial area and its hinterland area, there are many planned intent for residential development. Let's take a look at the OZP, on the OZP. From this plan, you can see that this is the Yautong industrial area. And to its north and the east, a number of sites which are zoned RE, residential group E, which is also intent for residential development. Actually, in the nearby area, a few new residential development was developed in accordance with the planning permission of the town planning board. And so in this area, there is a gradual transformation from industrial use to residential development. And also, we have planned two commercial sites here near the Yautong MTR stations. So from land use planning viewpoint, if there is an intention for hotel development, I think the seaside near the Yautong MTR station will be a better location. So in this current amendment, we propose to develop the CDA site for residential development. But also, hotel development is under column 2 of the CDA zone. If in future, the individual developer, they can come up with some good design proposal for hotel development, they can submit to the TPP for consideration in accordance with the permanent application system. Thank you, Chairman.
Franklin, yes?
How about item C? Next to the site next to the Kowloon mine.
It is new to your to the task force.
If we have when we review the housing department's
in the
proposal,
you mean the GIC site at the Lei Yu Moon?
No, it's the site to the southwest of the item B.
Okay. Oh, you mean the Chaolin village?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, last time when Plan D present the proposal to the task force, our proposal is to maintain the existing condition of Chagolan village. This one, this is the Chagolan village. But in view of the fact that the villagers, during our subsequent consultations, the villagers expressed a strong intention for redevelopment of their site. So we think that it would be more prudent to conduct another separate study to see what is the appropriate zone length and the development intensity for this area. But in our last consultation with the task force, this area is proposed to be maintained the status quo.
If I remember correctly, when the developers came to us, we also raised a concern, because if it were CDA and that would be private development, then the access to the waterfront may only be for the residents only. So I just wonder whether this breaking up of the CDA sites would actually address part of this and to ensure that all the general public other than residents of these CDA areas would have access to the promenade.
Yes, I think the current proposal will actually achieve such intentions. And maybe I explain a bit on the development proposal. Actually, during the last consultation by one of the developer, they proposed to redevelop one of the CDA site. The site is at this one, CDA 1. And last time when they present the proposal to the task force, they only proposed to develop their own CDA site. And there will be a waterfront promenade along these sessions. So members have great reservation on whether the public could really go into that portion of the waterfront promenade. And after our OCP amendment, we will designate on the OCP a 15 meter wide continuous waterfront along the whole CDA site. This is the area marked with this strip of land. So for every CDA developer, when they want to redevelop their site, they have to comply with this requirement. However, different sites have different development programs. For some sites, they will be developed first and some later. But based on our understanding, the developer of CDA 1 is this one, and the developer of CDA 3, this one, the pink one, and also the CDA 5 have a more immediate development program. So in the near future, we may have the waterfront promenade in this three area be developed. And this waterfront promenade could be accessed through the existing road network, like the Songsheng Street, and this Yanyuwai, and the Songwo Path. They can provide the access to the waterfront promenade.
Thank you, Tom, for the clear explanation. And I think in relation to all this amendment, it seems that the setback of the waterfront as well as the MBA along the two areas of 15 meters would ensure and to achieve a better access to the waterfront according to our harbor planning principles. So is there any other comments from members? If not, I think what we have raised, what we have observed now, would be summarized and conveyed to the Town Planning Board for reference. Thank you, Tom, for your presentation. Thank you.